keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And folks, I feel like I've been on an island away for way too long. My apologies. This is one of the highlights of my week doing the show. And I just got back from a 5-city, 4-week tour where we were just unable to connect. And so the good news is I'm back and happy to be with you folks. We're going to have one guest only this time. I need some time a little bit to catch up with the markets, with the news, and kind of get people back on where they should be. If you remember, when we last left you, there was a headline from my newsletter we put out on May 1st. It said, "Stop looking for the top. It's nowhere in sight." And the reality is we've had a blast-off month. Already we'll hear people talking about the overbought market needing a correction. We hear Alan Greenspan on the talking circuit trying to talk down the world economy. I think the guy should be retired and let him sit in the corner. But the point is, folks, there is a global build-out taking place, the likes which nobody has ever seen in humanity, and there's only one thing and one thing only that's going to derail this, and that's talks of either tariffs, boycotts, or anything that gets in the way of free trade. This was the mistake that was made when they were dancing the jitterbug years ago, right before they created a worldwide recession. But now, as we know, the global economy is more connected, bigger, and simply cannot stand the risk of people talking like they're talking about boycotts. Let the free market figure it out. Let them do what they need to do. That's enough for now of my political rhetoric. The one thing you'll begin to hear, though, and it's really around the corner, folks, it's a discussion that all of a sudden things are cooling off, and, hey, wait a second, there's too much concrete, there's too much steel, there's too much oil, there's too much copper, everything's slowing down, and, geez, what happened here? Well, that's what's going to cause the next little pullback, and all it does is create another little pause to refresh. So the main thing you should know is that if you're sitting in very, very extended stocks, there's all kinds of protective measures that you can take, but if you've been actually following what we've been saying in here for the last year and a half, we're sitting with our newsletter right now with five or six of our stocks, I can't count anymore, up over 100%, one over 200%. What we put on, in fact, in April at $48, at $76 today. So what we're seeing here is kind of nothing short of unusual performance. My number one, by the way, just to show you that we're not perfect, we're not close to perfect, one of our, and my favorite, number one company got whacked this month just on some volatility, already back to almost where it entered the month. But the key I'm trying to bring out here, folks, is that the volatility is here to stay. The market is just bigger. There's money awash, so it kind of swashes back and forth from sector to sector. And as a result, some people have a hard time both eating well and sleeping well. You just have to have a longer horizon. So again, what we've talked about here is to try not to look at the major market indexes, which, by the way, as we know, either hit an all-time high, a 7-year high, or some such number like that. When you go to the sub-index level, folks, the market is even stronger. need to do, instead of looking at the indexes, which are skewed with higher price stocks, or they're either skewed by market capitalization or one or the other, if you just look at the advanced decline lines, what we've said for a while was that the New York Stock Exchange issues, the bigger names, have actually taken over leadership. It hasn't happened before. I would never predict it. I don't predict it's going to stay. All it means is what is, and this is what is right now. But just as importantly, the advanced decline lines on both indexes, the NASDAQ and the New York, point to higher prices, bluer skies, as we continue to simply climb the wall of worry. So what we want to do is, the first question we want to ask ourselves is the market a healthy environment or unhealthy environment? Well, the funniest thing is that one of the meetings I just spoke at was at the Money Show, and again, you have people with very, very modest expectations. The biggest thing that I heard all week, in fact, was that short interest, that is the specialist and the individuals out there who are kind of making a short-term bet on the market, short-selling short interest is at an all-time high. That's the big guys betting against the market, or somebody betting against the market, with an enormous, enormous amount of cash on the sidelines waiting to come in. Folks, this is as good as it gets. And one of the questions I was asked on CNBC earlier in the week is, but what about the interest rate yields up to 4.6%, 4.7%? Isn't that causing some sort of competition for the stock market? Well, the truth be told, it's certainly more attractive than 1%, but nobody can make their long-term goals by getting 4% taxable returns. You lose to inflation, you lose to in taxes, and you simply lose all the way around. So what we're seeing here on an average day right now, new highs to new lows are running 10 to 1, 10 times more new highs than new lows. And in the new lows, folks, the group that we pointed out now for a couple of months in our newsletter to just step back from and simply avoid, the banks and the savings and loans are what's dominating the new low list. And yes, it's simply because the flat yield curve puts them in a position where they really can't make easy money, lending money out at a normal rate of return and only paying 1%. The spreads have dried up. This too shall correct itself. And one of the things I was doing on our little talking circuit, I asked people directly, forget about what you're hearing, forget about the numbers you're hearing. If, in fact, the stock market, the broad indexes, just did 10% per year, and they compounded that out for 10 years. We know markets don't go in a straight line, but if they did somehow average out to 10%, folks, that throws us up in the 32,000 Dow range. That's a number most people are not willing to even discuss because they'll sound crazy. And so they want to talk about Dow 14,000 or Dow 15,000 or some such number. They don't want to be carried out in the stretcher. Folks, I'm not worried about that. I have my door locked. They're not coming with the stretchers for me. The reality is, this is a global liquidity-driven market with corporations sitting on trillions of dollars, individuals sitting on trillions of dollars. We talked about the buybacks and the merger should accelerate, folks. We've been right on again. This is exactly what not only should happen, but should continue to happen. And now, frankly, the names are getting so big, and every week or month we seem to be hitting a new record. It's actually, you know, even amazing me who predicted all this. So where do we stand? We stand in a very long-term posture that you should be invested in the top-ranked magnet stocks. It's okay, folks, by the way, it's okay to leave a little powder dry here. Things do not go straight up. We never thought they should. We never thought they would. But by the end of the year, if you remember what we said in the beginning of the year with our newsletter, it would surprise most people, but we said we'd see Dow 15,000 this year. And now people are willing to talk about 14,000. Remember, folks, that's only about 10% move from here. We're going into the presidential election cycle. All we have heard is bad news. Maybe even there might be some good news around the corner, but any which way you look at it, Mr. Market looks forward. Mr. Market takes all the news, all the data, and then looks forward. And we are in what's called a Dow Theory bull confirmed market with new highs, all-time highs on the Dow, the utilities, and most importantly, maybe, depends on how you think, the transports, which definitely look out and look forward. So, again, I can't put a more bullish story on you. That doesn't mean, frankly, that we would buy the broad list. And, in fact, we are real. I printed up the first draft of my new book. We are going to dispel the myths out there, folks, of diversification and asset allocation, which I heard again ad nauseum on television this morning. All they're telling you is look for mediocre returns. Do not even bother to try to identify the better or what we call the superlatives. But folks, that's all we want to do in here. All we want to do is invest in the top ranked, fastest growing, best valuation, low debt, profit margins accelerating, sweet spot of the sector. And with our magnet stock selection process, we identify them. Again, I say we're not perfect. Some of our stocks go down. Some of our stocks get stopped out. But the main thing that we try to do is keep a cool head in this market and not get caught up in headlines, because the headlines, frankly, is what's going to kill you. So listen, what you need to do is come to Magnet Investing. I actually saw another website pop up showing our newsletter. If you come to magnetinvesting.com and click on newsletter, you get a free sample for a couple months from one of these services. And we'd love you to put this list in front of you. And then what we offered at the Money Show, we'll offer it again right now. If you want a stock scored out, if you want your portfolio scored out, give us a holler. It's toll free, 888-766-6828, and see how your company ranks out within the sector according to our process, our own process. We're not going to say anyone doesn't have it going. All we know is we are humbled by our tremendous performance in the newsletter. The media can't get enough of this. And what we simply need to do is to remember, as a mathematician, my foot fits right in my mouth. That's the size of it, so I don't want to be too bold and bang on the chest. But life is good and life is strong. Coming up after a quick break, we're going to bring on a biotechnology company that hasn't scored out on a model. We'll find out what and why. Stick with us on Voice America Business. We'll be right back with more profitable investing after this quick break.
...401s, stock, mortgage, retirement, wealth. We cover it all. Voice America Business.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
You hear business show after business show all geared towards improving a company's bottom line. But what about your bottom line? How come no one ever talks about that? Finally, a show dedicated to the worker. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, the Crow Show is aimed specifically at the worker and their environment. From work skills and technology to dealing with bosses and coworkers, the Crow Show will give you insight on how to survive and prosper in today's workplace. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kinda like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just gotta impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
Ugh! See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If you're looking to improve sales results, increase revenue, acquire new customers, or just retain existing ones, listen to Sales Talk with nationally recognized sales and customer relationship management consultant, speaker, sales trainer, and author, Russ Lombardo. On Sales Talk, Russ provides insights and knowledge about today's best-selling techniques and methodologies. Learn about the latest sales-related software and tools to help organize your efforts for achieving more efficiency and get a better understanding of what services are available to improve sales results. On Sales Talk, Russ Lombardo and his expert guests get down to brass tacks and talk about what's needed today to succeed in sales. Whether you're a sales manager, sales professional, business owner, or entrepreneur, you'll benefit from the business insights, experience, and knowledge. Sales Talk with Russ Lombardo, broadcast each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel. Sales Talk with Russ Lombardo, insights, experience, and knowledge at the click of a mouse.
The Bottom Line in Business Talk. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back everybody to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. We're going to bring Roger Gale on right now, the CEO of Calypti, is that right? Biomedical?
Calypti Biomedical, that's it. Yep.
Okay, well, fantastic. And I started, you know, I went to commercial break and mentioned, you know, I haven't seen this company. It doesn't show up. We use a quantitative model that cannot find a biotech before earnings or before margins. But I know that there's a lot of opportunity out there. Why don't you, first of all, Roger, take a minute. The M in Magnet stands for management. Why don't you spend a minute or so on maybe your own background or the background of management, then we can get into your company specifics and your value proposition here.
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, the company itself is a biomedical company, but I'm not myself from a biomedical background. I spent 9 years at the Asian Development Bank, another 9 years at the World Bank, or in particular the International Finance Corporation, the private sector arm of the World Bank. Got posted to the Russian Federation. I spent 9 years in Russia, investing in Russia and working on privatization, and then joined AIG, American International Group, and headed up a fund that they had there, $300 million OPIC-backed fund, and then branched off myself and became an investor in the telecom sector and started two telecoms companies, bought and sold those. And then about 6 months ago, having sold our company in the UK to a group of Russian investors, I went across to Portland, Oregon and took up the chairmanship and then the CEO role at Calypti Biomedical. I was an investor, and I thought the company needs a little bit of help, and sure enough, within 6 months, we've begun to turn the company around. So that's
my
background.
Well, listen, fantastic. That's a heck of a background, Roger. That's a mouthful, and Sounds like you traveled the globe and had a lot of success in doing it. Well, I've read up a little bit so far on your company, and again, I want to remind everyone, this is, we never recommend anyone to listen to the show and buy a stock. We want everyone to do their own homework and make sure the risk is right. But that said, I see what you're doing, and it's pretty interesting. Why don't you get into the specifics of your company?
Okay, well, Calypso Biomedical Corporation, we're a Delaware company, and we're headquartered in Portland, Oregon, just outside of Portland, Oregon. We're currently trading on the over-the-counter bulletin board. What we do is we're a medical diagnostics test manufacturer, and we focus on the development and commercialization of rapid testing products. And at the moment, we're very, very specific in what we do. We focus on sexually transmitted diseases. And within that broad category of STDs or sexually transmittable diseases, we're focused on the rapid detection of the HIV virus, which, of course, human immunodeficiency virus, which is the precursor to AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. The company has been, for almost for the last 10 years, very focused on this sector. And for quite a while, it was supplying tests to the American Red Cross and the insurance industries, laboratory-based tests. But we discovered that the majority of our market was in foreign lands overseas, and yet we were manufacturing in America, and we were actually losing money on every test. So about 2 years ago, we decided to restructure the company, and we finished that restructuring, and we've moved our manufacturing offshore, i.e. off of America, to China and other parts of the world, and we sold off our plant in Maryland, and we've gone from being a lab-based test to a rapid-based test. We first of all, we started with blood, i.e. finger stick blood, and a rapid test for HIV. We then moved to urine, and right now our focus is on oral fluid testing, which means you just swab your mouth, and within about 20 minutes, you get a result as to whether you're HIV positive, HIV negative.
All the discussions. I remember some companies that did other things with saliva, and the argument for it against using blood and getting your fingers pricked and the needles. You know, it's very, very significant argument. Is this something that you're selling now or still developing?
Good question. We finished the development of this particular product, and we've spent the last 2 years getting approvals in various countries around the world. You probably realize that this is a disease, HIV, where you can affect somebody's life if you get a wrong diagnosis. So governments around the world, in particular the United States government, they're very tough on the testing and very tough on the clinical trials. So we've spent, for example, 3 years in China completing the approval process, and we're about 1 to 2 months away from getting approval in China. Africa, we've got approvals in various African countries, most notably South Africa, and it's taken us 2 years to get those approvals. So it's a very long, detailed process. So we've started selling, yes. At the end of last year, we had sold about 500,000 tests. That was our first year of sales with our new products, and we're aiming to ramp up to about $5 million worth of sales this year. We actually sell two different products. The product I've just described, which is the oral fluid test, which diagnoses HIV yes or HIV no. We have a second test, which we manufacture in conjunction with the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, out of Atlanta. And that test, once you've been diagnosed with HIV, it determines when you caught HIV. Is it within the last 6 months, or is it after 6 months? If it's within the last 6 months, then very treatable, very, very high cure rates, and the cost of treatment is negligible. After 6 months, it's much more difficult to treat. This doesn't sound like an important test, except if you're an African country, for example, and you want U.S. government funding. The U.S. Will say, well, you've got to show us how well you're doing in bringing AIDS under control. So we manufacture that for CDC, and sales of that particular product are beginning to build quite nicely around the world. But thus far, we've got approvals for our primary products in South Africa, Russia, the Middle East, and a range of African countries. We're on the verge of getting approvals in China and in India. In China, we've built our own plant in conjunction with a partner. That plant is about an hour's ride out of central Beijing, and that will manufacture up to 10 million tests a month once we've got the approvals from the Chinese government.
Well, it sounds like you got a lot of things cooking, Roger. What I want to do, just before commercial breaks come up, again, remind everybody this is the kind of thing they need to do their own homework on, do their own studying on. It has not come up on my model yet. It won't, in fact, until you guys actually have a product, have revenue, and have margins. By then, you know, the early money's been made. We leave the early money to other people, personally at Magnet, but the fact is our listeners may be interested. Why don't you give them your website, phone numbers, or anywhere they can get more detailed information to make a decision?
Okay, so I can give that now, can I?
Sure.
So we're www.calypte.com, and Calypte is C-A-L-Y-P-T-E. Calypte.com. And Calypte, Calypte annus is Latin for hummingbird.
Ah.
A particular type of hummingbird which lives in and around the Oregon area, in particular around Portland. Although the name was invented when the company was actually based in California. So it's www.calypte.com. We trade on the over-the-counter bulletin board, and our ticker symbol is CBMC. That's Charlie Bravo M. Charlie.
Okay,
Charlie.
Before we go to commercial break, we'll hear some music shortly. But before we do, is there anything I forgot to ask you? Anything you want to add in closing comments?
No, I don't think so. You know, we really do believe we've got a unique selling proposition with our product, and we really only have one true competitor around the world. That's a U.S.-based company, and we compete in two countries, and we've pretty much got the rest of the world to ourselves.
Right. And by the way, who is the competition?
The competition is, and dare I say it over the airwaves, it's a company called Orasure, a very good company. HIV testing, oral fluid testing is only one of their products. They've got a huge suite of products. We believe we're fast catching them in this field. And, you know, we're ostensibly, we've rebooted the company with a brand new suite of products. So for us, it's a very exciting time.
Well, listen, I really wish you guys the best. This is obviously something that helps everybody down the road. When and if you come successful, a lot of what it's about is having the real entrepreneur and the stick with it and the stick-to-itiveness. It sounds like you've got a great background to make that happen, Roger. So I'm going to wish you a lot of luck, and keep us updated down the road as you start to hit some milestones. We'd like to hear some updates.
Thank you so much indeed. And
it's a pleasure.
Thanks for having me on air.
It's been our pleasure. Folks, you are listening to Voice America Business. We'll be right back with some more commercial break. I want to spend some time. We want to look at the market a little bit in depth. And frankly, one of the areas that we're starting to see a little excitement is in the biotech area. So very clearly, one of the things we all know is that the healthcare industry probably is the one industry sure to grow time and time again. Stick with us. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
401s, stock, mortgage, retirement, wealth. We cover it all. Voice America Business.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORA-KID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The bottom line in business talk. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back again to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And let's stay on that healthcare note for a minute, and then I want to actually look at some of the volatility showing up today, which kind of amuses me, but we'll look at it a little bit more in depth. Now, on the medical industry, one of the great comments that you hear again and again is that the healthcare industry itself is probably the one industry that will not experience a down year in spending for the rest of our lives. That's probably true. It has to do with both the aging of the population of the world. It has to do with the tremendous advances, although expensive advances, in medical diagnostic, treating, care, and on and on and on. But the reality is, one of the things I noticed for the last couple of years, in fact, when you look at the new low list and the new high list on the market, medical shows up on both places. And in fact, the medical area is one of the areas where, when we use our magnet stock selection process, that it shows one of the biggest separations of winners and losers. Because again, unlike the banks, which all go in one direction, they kind of follow interest rates and the economy very carefully, so do finance companies and the truckers and the transports often have a lot to do with the economy itself. In the medical business specifically, there are companies that are making tremendous advances and strides in all kinds of ways, whether they're in equipment, whether they're in drugs, whether they're in, you know, you name it, hospital care, outcare, patient care, mobile care, health is just a huge, huge part of our spending. So what we're looking to do, and we do this in each and every company, in each and everything that we do, is simply ask the question, who out there has the top line revenue growth? Who out there has coupling it with margin acceleration? And if you can find those two things together, then find companies with very, very little debt and have some increasing buying being done by institutions, but they're not overbought yet. Well, you have the makings for what we'll call a magnet stock. And again, they show up whether they're in medical, healthcare, whether they're in technology, in fact, whether they're in the oil sector. And all you want to remember is to ask yourself not who's cost-cutting the hardest, not who's shedding assets the fastest. None of that is really what interests us. What we're much more interested in is who actually out there has a new product that everyone kind of wants or needs, and who out there has a product that other people simply don't have so that they can raise prices, keep prices high, and again, resist any of the pressures of the global economy to sell more at a lower rate and kind of just kind of push through profits through higher volume. If, in fact, you have something that's new and innovative, well, before the market catches on, there's a year or two or three where you can have just nothing short but a dramatic, dramatic run. Now, one of the things I'm seeing take place in the market today. And again, I don't want to overstate one-day phenomenons, but I started the show saying I think I see this coming or I feel this coming. There's an article I read today, and all of a sudden you see enough inferences, and one of my old friends has a company called Inforensics, okay? When you see enough comments about enough things in a row, people begin to buy into the story. So what we just heard is that Alan Greenspan's on a talking circuit saying that the foreign markets, which are growing probably too fast, in his opinion, are going to have a severe contraction, and that's going to set off, because we are globally connected, tremors throughout our markets. And again, we know how quickly bad news sells. Well, in the area of oil specifically, folks, you know, and I'm not going to tell you I know what the price of oil is going to be. We see it fluctuate incredibly. I think that the bottom line, as I see it, there's a certain amount of production per day worldwide, and that production is basically expended one for one. There's just not enough to go around if, in fact, areas like China and India go from one car for 10 people to maybe even a three-car garage. Imagine that. Not one car in a house. Imagine if it ever got to a two- and three-car garage. Things would actually get unbelievably tight in terms of supply. So one of the areas that Magnet has picked out on, and I don't like to talk about too many individual names, but in our newsletter, there's a couple of companies that are actually in the business of seismic discovery and oil service. So what happens is it becomes increasingly important to get stuff out of the ground, to do it more cheaply, to find oil less expensively. We all know a lot of the cheap stuff's been drilled. So the guys in seismic basically own the market. They can't rent out their trucks fast enough. They can't go on enough assignments. But when you see a day like today and they're already talking about a world contraction or whatever they want to call it, you're seeing these stocks pull in right away, and of course the market will operate often with what we call the lemming cycle, or people lining up behind each other to do what each other are doing. The key to investing, folks, is not reacting to news faster than other people. The key to the market is knowing what you want to buy and at what price you want to buy it, and being in a position when you think it's dramatically overvalued to give it back to them. When the price comes to a level that's attractive to you because fear just generated around the globe or around the market or around the day trading desks, that's when you go in and you nibble a little bit. So the key is two things. You want to have your list together of the what to buy, and then you want to be disciplined enough to go in and ask yourself the when to buy. If you can't do all of that, and I tell you, folks, it's a lot of work. The commercials on TV that tell you how easy this business is a sham. This is a very, very difficult business. That's the good news. There's a reason someone may need me out there. But the point is, if you can't do all that, leave it to an expert to find the right companies for you. And if you can't watch the market close enough, folks, then just do the dollar cost averaging. Be very disciplined about it. And remember, if I am half right on where things are going, we're going to be looking at numbers on the major indexes and on individual companies that are going to flat out surprise you. So again, what this comes down to is you have to have some basis for mathematics behind you. When the settlers sold Manhattan for $24, $26, I can't quite remember, and if you look at that compounding at 10% per year, well, heck, it looks like you're not making anything for years and years and years. There's kind of a funny number out there, that $26 compounded at 8% for the last couple hundred years actually is a very, very, very large number. So the point is where we are right now, when new home sales or new homes where the market is only going up 6-7%, when you have a base of 13,500, you're going up off, the numbers actually get very large very quickly. And I think what people are experiencing are simply a non-understanding about the law of large numbers and compounding. And this is all I believe you're seeing. I know what the home prices are from 10 years ago and what they are today. There is no bubble in the market. Prices aren't down that dramatically right here. They're down a little bit. We never had that kind of blow-off that we saw, you know, a couple times every other generation, when you start to see companies that don't make any money trade at $200 a share, that's a blow-off. What we've seen in the global markets and so on is nothing to do with, in my opinion, with blow-offs. The key to this whole environment is to sort through the news and only react to what makes sense to you after you've looked at it. So I think I started our show in saying we're going to see a little contraction here. I will tell you that the next couple weeks may get a little sloppy. They'll throw some real test to who's got some fortitude out there. And then the next thing you know, the market should come up and be trading superbly after a well-deserved and needed little timeout and pause. That's the way the market will always work. That's the way it's continuing to work. So what else can we talk about here, folks? We could talk about the fact that it's springtime and that we have probably one of the cycles here in the monthly cycle for the market where, again, this comment of sell in May, go away. This is partly what actually is fueling the very, very low expectations out there on the market, coupled with this record short interest, that the fact that this went up too far, too fast. Well, again, the key is to identify just individual companies along the way, if, again, you have the time to do that, or what you need to do is to find the right money manager. What I want to talk about after our next commercial break, there's a great new book out by the author of Fooled by Randomness, a gentleman with a tremendous vocabulary. I think his name is pronounced Taleb. He has a new book out called The Black Swan, and The Black Swan is going to catch a lot of attention. The man has a brilliant vocabulary and weaves an interesting story. But I think everyone needs to understand what that phraseology, black swan, means. You'll be seeing more of it. And the key to the premise, I'll tell you before the break, is not what your returns are, believe it or not, in his opinion, for 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, or even 10 years. But the real question is how do you generate those returns? What is the process, not the results? And that's a very interesting thing to think about. We'll delve into that right after this commercial break. Stick with us on Voice America. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business, this is Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Strengthening your financial goals. The leader in business talk radio. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Alrighty, folks, and welcome back to Profitable Investing on Voice America Business. And I mentioned a book called The Black Swan before we went to commercial. Nassim Nicholas Taleb is the author. And the fact is, I'd have him on the show, but I think his vocabulary is actually too strong for me, and I won't understand what he's trying to say when he weaves his big words into his story. But the point is, he tells a dramatically funny and interesting tale in his first book called Fooled by Randomness. He's followed it up with, I think, possibly as interesting a book. I'm only on, you know, page 100 or so, but what he's talking about is that here on America and on CNBC or wherever you may go, the discussion is always on the results. What's the result? What was the score? Who had the highest return, et cetera? That kind of discussion. Well, what he's talking about is what we really want to know is how was the money generated? How was the return created? So, for example, for those of you, and I hope everybody is familiar with long-term capital, the disaster from 1998, the largest hedge fund bailout in the country's history so far, and hopefully the biggest for a long time. These gentlemen were creating, they figured out a way to get a spread of, say, 1% by shorting this and buying that. A complicated thing we don't really need to get into. The point of it is once they figured out this beautifully riskless strategy, what they wanted to do was maybe if we make 1%, why don't we leverage this thing up 40-1 on margin and make 40% a year? And, you know, which is probably the exact kind of mentality and process they thought about. What they didn't think about is the concept that what happens when I'm not right? What happens if something occurs that I believe will happen, but it happens differently? And I will tell you that myself, one of the things that I learned the hard way, and I've revisited myself even despite our wonderful process, is the fact that if there is a black swan or an unusual event, you have to be able to weather it. And one of the things that happens is when you just believe your own process or your own mentality so much, well, then you end up getting into some trouble if the unlikely event happens. Now, while I'm reading this book and he's trying to dispel the myth of the bell curve, well, the reality is that what he's interested is in the problems that develop outside the bell curve. That means on either the right or left side, the unusual events that are unexpected and uncalled for, how do you deal with those? Well, our approach is something different in the market altogether. We are, and I will coin the phrase here, I hope no one steals it from me from the radio, I thought a lot about this on our talking circuit recently. What we're interested in is the rainbow swan, the mythical, gorgeous swan that actually ranks up highly on all measures of value, growth, and momentum. And, folks, yes, that's definitely an outlier. that is way out there. These companies are not growing at 8% and 10%, and the margins aren't 1% increasing to 1.5%. They're the unusual companies that have the right profit margins that are accelerating rapidly from a new product. And what I'll do is I already started writing in my new book this chapter to try to identify the rainbow swan. Then maybe I'll have to change this around, folks, because we all know that there is no rainbow swan. There is a black swan. You'll see one occasionally. Most of them are white. There is none that are actually rainbow colored. So I don't want people to think I'm nutty. I'm just trying to express a rare bird, a bird that is so beautiful that whether you are a value manager, a growth manager, or a momentum-style investor, this company is going to come up on all of your quantitative screenings because it's that simply unique. That's what we do at Magnet. So part of the reason for my ease and ability to discount the problems of the world out there is that if you can find enough good companies, and I say enough, we only want to invest in 25 companies at the most at one time, so we really know who they are and what they are. If we can find 25 companies and have the ability to just diversify that group among sectors and market caps, we know that at the end of the day and the end of the year, that we're looking at some pretty, pretty good things. So that's what we're trying to do in here. What I'll tell you is that we have, because I have been traveling, we have a host of people now asking to line up to come on the show, to strut their stuff, whether they be some authors. What we're really trying to get on here is some of the senior management from the top-ranked Magnet stocks, because these guys actually are out there doing it, they're showing it. They are the ones that we want to invest our money on. We want you to get a chance to meet the management, if not face-to-face, at least listen to them on the radio. Let us ask, as we did today, some of the hard questions that are out there for public companies. And the reality is that there are only a couple of superlatives in any field, whether they are radio stations. We'd like to think Voice America is a superlative. We like to think of ourselves as money managers in that group. We like to think the companies we're finding, but we have to recognize that there's a lot of mediocrity out there, and we don't want to get caught up in either average companies, average management, average growth rates. That's for other people. We're willing to work a little harder and use our process. So once again, if you don't have our newsletter, if you haven't had your stock scored out yet on Voice, on our process, give us a call at 888-766-6828. That's our office. One of the folks here is going to help you. They'll take down your symbols. They'll give you a little report. And again, that's complimentary to everybody. We have enough things going on that we can share in the wealth and share in the good things that are going on for us. So what I want you to do, too, is I've asked before. We got a little bit of feedback. I'm going to ask for some more right now. If there's any way you think we can improve our show, make it better for you, what I don't want to do is just get on and talk for my own health. You know, that's not what I need. What I'm really looking for are the folks out there that want to help us make this the best show that's out there for everybody else. Let us know what we need to do to make this the best show for you. So I know that we've offered out our book complimentary on the show. How many of you out there actually have a copy of Magnet Investing? Because if you're looking and or listening to this show and haven't read the book, I'm going to offer you, the first three people, to give us a call at the toll-free number, 888-766-6828. It's my pleasure. It's complimentary. We'll get you a copy of my latest, you know, my first book, or I should say my second book, Magnet Investing, second edition. The next book, you're going to have to wait a couple of more months before that hits the shelves. We're working on the drafts. We're updating it every day, and we're having fun doing it. So I hope, again, that everyone is staying out there balanced, not only reading the financial pages, take a look at the sports pages, take a look at the living pages. Make sure you kiss your kids tonight. Make sure you hug your wife. And make sure that you keep your life in balance, because after all, it's not how much you make, it's what you do with it and how you remembered in the end, what kind of legacy you leave. That's my main message, folks. It's a great to be back on Voice America. I regretted the few weeks I were traveling. I know my kids were not happy with me traveling. I'm going to stay a little closer to home. There's some very, very big positive changes going to be discussed here and shared with you over the next couple of weeks. In the meantime, do not let the media scare you, folks. The sky is not falling down. We are not being eaten by China. There's no reason to put up a wall and trade barriers. Let the free market figure it out and think long term and think positive, folks. So it's Jordan Kimmel signing off on Voice America Business. We may have a minute here to go, but the message is in, folks. We are in a bull confirmed market. Ride the market as far as you can. It's okay, remember again, it's okay to sit on a little bit of cash here. You don't have to have every nickel always invested. We are as overbought short term as a market can get. But when you look back on this date, this plot point, 10 years from now, you'll ask yourself, what the heck were you doing reading the papers and sitting on your hands in this kind of wonderful environment? So we'll see you same time next week. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you. Have a profitable week ahead. Thanks again. It's Jordan Kimmel. Bye now.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of profitable investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.